leader.
Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Lockwood Smith in a scrappy week, which began at 2 on Tuesday when members returned from their week's break to address two events that occurred during the adjournment. First, starting with Deputy Prime Minister Bill English, party leaders took turns in mourning the death of two New Zealand soldiers in Afghanistan.
Rory Malone and Prally Durra are the 6th and 7th Kiwis to die while working selflessly on behalf of New Zealand and the international community in trying to stabilise Afghanistan.
Then a swift change of tone as party leaders congratulated New Zealand athletes at the London Olympics, among them New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
We did perform above our weight, and according to The Guardian, which can be relied upon because it's an English newspaper, per capita population, we came in 4th.
So, just missing out on a bronze in the global medal count adjusted for population size. Then it was back to politics as usual, with Greens co-leader Russell Norman receiving this advice from the Minister of Economic Development, Stephen Joyce.
The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Mr Speaker, the member really does need to grow up a little bit. The reality is,
order,
if he wants
order,
to look...
Order.
Despite getting a rap over the knuckles from the Speaker, Mr Joyce maintained his spray on Russell Norman in his response to the Green co-leader's next question.
Why does this government feel that it has any expertise or authority to lecture anyone on job creation when under its watch 65,000 New Zealanders have been thrown into unemployment and we now have the highest number of unemployed since 1994? On what basis does he have the right to lecture anyone?
The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Mr Speaker, the only person doing the lecturing in this chamber is the Green co-leader who sits there and says the only way to create jobs is to take taxpayers' money and subsidise things that aren't happening anyway, and in the meantime, stop every economic opportunity that would help New Zealanders have jobs in this country, and he would prefer to see their jobs exported to Australia and then whinge about it.
Mr Joyce's answers got him into trouble again the next day with this response to a question from Labor's David Cunliffe.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Minister of Finance, the member's analysis is as deep as the normal puddle.
David Cunliffe wasn't letting Stephen Joyce get away with that.
Mr Speaker, you will well remember yesterday drawing the Minister's attention to similar intemperance in his answer to my question yesterday.
Order.
But the Speaker said Mr Cunliffe should not have used derogatory language in his question.
Well, the member referred to a publication that the government put out yesterday as some glossy and it is not objective language. If members want ministers to stick to objective language, questions should contain objective language.
Point of order.
It was from Labor's shadow leader of the House, Trevor Mallard.
Mr Speaker, referring to a glossy publication as glossy is hardly subjective.
Dr Smith disagreed.
The Speaker might look stupid, but he's not that stupid. The language was intentionally derogatory about a publication. It's common language to refer to something as a glossy when it's considered not to have much content. And the Minister, therefore, is at liberty to respond to that. And that is the end of the matter. I will not entertain any further points of order on that issue.
Another minister to test the Speaker's patience was Paula Bennett.
The minister's showing no more discipline than, or less discipline than a three-year-old child. Now, it will cease. I'm serious. Jacinda Ardern, supplementary question.
Supplementary to the minister. Does she agree that today 20% of New Zealand children live in poverty?
The Minister for Social Development was quick to answer. Too quick.
The I haven't
Honourable
measured them
order.
Today.
I hadn't even called the minister.
Sorry.
Can I
Mr.
encourage
Speaker.
The minister
Mr. Speaker.
To settle down? The Honourable Paula Bennett.
I haven't measured them today.
Also having a laugh this week, the Minister of Housing.
The Honourable Phil Heatley.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Heatley was laughing at Labor's claims that new lino had been laid in a state house just prior to his visit, when his diary showed that he'd never been to that address. And just in case you think it was all trivia and bickering this week, the House also completed the estimates debate, dealt with three members' bills and one local bill, and held an urgent debate on the sale of the Crayfar Farms. Finally, the prize for asking the best patsy of the week goes to government backbencher Maggie Barry.
Supplementary to the Minister of Finance. Has the government succeeded in controlling the build-up of debt?
The Honourable Phil English.
More on our website at parliamenttoday.co.nz. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.